Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to helping inspire home cooks grow their skills and confidence in the kitchen so that they can start cooking up memories with their family and friends, as well as taking care of all other homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. Well, today first up, you're going to be having an interview. Well, the topic will be on cookbooks and cooking journeys. And I'm going to be chatting to one of the chefs of the Chili Chocolate Chef Girls, that is Sister Fatima Parak, and I'm actually delighted to be having her on air. Then later in the program, Zakia Tagari, that's also a chef, will be telling us more about sandwiches. And yes, you can join the conversation. What's your favorite type of sandwich? What spreads do you prefer to use when making sandwiches? Describe the best sandwich you've ever eaten thus far. You can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. And recipes you can look forward to later on in the program is a caprese sandwich courtesy of Chili Chocolate Chefs and a toasted steak recipe by Chef Zakia Tagari. Well, today we have the amazing chocolate chili chef on, and it's Sister Fatima, and with this she doesn't need no introduction, as they have taken the cooking pages by storm with the release of their latest cookbook. We ask her to share a tip or two on how you can now publish your own cookbook. Assalamu alaikum, Fatima. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. I'm well, alhamdulillah. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm well and delighted to have you on the program, Fatima.
I know, I'm equally excited, and I know my dad sent me a message this morning to say he's also going to be listening, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Yes, salams to your dad as well, and I'm sure all your lovely customers and your fans are all looking forward to today's interview, and so are we here on Radio Islam. Now, Fatima, the Chili Chocolate Chef has become a household name. Where did the passion for cooking and good food come from? Please tell us your background story.
So, you know, Amara, cooking has always been a passion for us. We literally grew up in a family where any little thing was celebrated with a giant party. Any small milestone of ours, whether we passed our license or we got good results at school or anything like that, my family would host a big party.
Mm-hmm.
My gran also would have a Friday and a Saturday, like full-on big family feast every week. And as little girls, we always used to try to make things for these parties, just for the adults, for our moms, for our cousins, and we always tried to impress. So I think that's where our initial exposure and our initial love for food came from this family that just celebrated food so much, and that instilled in us, you know, the love for food, really.
Yes, certainly. You know, you said you always love to cook for family and friends, have family over. How did you come up with different food ideas, menu ideas?
So we always love to try experimenting. We do a lot of research, so we're always testing new items. We enjoy different flavors and different foods, and we love adapting the original basics to some modern day trends.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep trying, we keep looking around, we keep checking overseas as well. There's a lot of inspiration places that we, you know, look at. So, yeah, and ideas, once you get an idea, it works on and works on multiple times until we perfect it. And that's when we add it to our menu and we use it for our events, and or we add it to a recipe book and that sort of thing.
Absolutely amazing indeed. Now, today we're looking at cookbooks. Many siblings are sitting with a cookbook that has become a hand-me-down from parents and so on. Do you think it is wise to rather have this published for the family, even if it's not for sale, but to ensure that everyone in the family has a copy? What's your thought on this?
I think, you know, honestly, I think that is such a brilliant idea to have it published. You know, these hand-me-down cookbooks that people have in their families are literally gold. And, you know, most often these are recipes that have been tried and tested so many times by lots of different people. So 100% they're going to be foolproof. I know ourselves, we are constantly asking my mother and Zainab's mother-in-law, you know, for the original recipes, and they call it the asal recipes, you know.
Yes, yes.
And most often, there's not actual quantities, so we have to physically sit with them, watch them cook, and hand write it ourselves. And we've done that even for our latest cookbook, where Zainab literally sat with her mother-in-law, and she, you know, jotted down while she was cooking. So imagine, I just imagine the wealth of recipes that will be available if every family had their best recipes published. I just think that's such a gem of idea. And it, even if you don't sell it, even if you, you know, just keep it, there's so many girls and even guys that will benefit from it. Because it'll be probably like easy, simple stuff, but tasty, and you guarantee that it'll work. It's amazing. It's brilliant. People should definitely be doing that.
Absolutely. Sure. And I think a recipe book from a family can go on from one generation to the next and to the next and to the next.
Honestly, that was literally what we did. Even for the idea behind our latest cookbook, Bringing It Home, was exactly that. We dug back into the days and got through all of, we wanted it back to basics. So that's what people want. So if, you know, you have all of these recipes available, for sure, generations for years will benefit from it.
I like the idea of back to basics, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the back to basics theme. So people, we realized also after COVID, they wanted things that they were familiar with, things that were comforting to them, things that they could relate to. People didn't always want to have a beautiful gourmet entremet. They wanted madeiras. They wanted a good chicken curry and rice. They wanted biryani. They wanted homely things. And that was our inspiration behind Bringing It Home, which is our latest recipe book. So that, as you said now, the idea about people publishing their family recipes, amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Now, the Chili Chocolate brand has a recipe book out. You just recently launched it. How was the journey, and where does one start if they want to publish a recipe book? Take us through that.
Okay, so our new recipe book is called Bringing It Home, and I've just chatted to you about, you know, inspiration behind the name. The journey for the cookbook took approximately about 2 years. So we initially had the idea during lockdown, where we started compiling recipes and taste testing and all of that. And eventually we conceptualized the theme and we narrowed down our recipes and we selected our different service providers who would execute and deliver our vision that we wanted. So our book was printed in July, and then we had our launch on the 7th of August, which was about 2 weeks back. Mm-hmm. But just for anyone who's wanting to publish a recipe book, I think the first thing that you need to do is start putting down your options and begin writing a manuscript, because mm-hmm. you do need a hard copy of your manuscript. And that is where you identify your themes, your inspirations, any motivation you have, and all of that. Then, depending on the type of book you want to publish, you'll then need to define your budget and stick to a budget after that. And then you need to start getting in touch with different service providers who can then do exactly what you require for them to do. So whether it's photographers, whether it's stylists, whether it's printers, publishers. So you will notice that it may seem, oh, you just, you know, you write a book, you have your recipes, you take pictures, but there's so much more that goes behind mm-hmm, the scenes mm-hmm,
yes.
for a recipe book. But I must tell you what my sister did when we first had the idea of getting our recipe book out there and all of that. The first thing she says, oh, no, we have to book a holiday. So yes. we did just that. We took my parents and my aunt. We went away to the North Coast for about a week. And that is where we started working. And being in a creative space, being not confined to our kitchen, it really helped us have our creative juices flow, and it worked wonders for the inspiration of the book. We took tons of work with us, but we ate and we chilled and we swam, and it was just a nice atmosphere, you know. But definitely, I think, you know, you should, there's just, you need to have your starting point, which is your manuscript, but also a very, very important thing is that once you have your recipes ready, you need to be testing and perfecting.
So you have absolutely, to, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's very nice also is that give it to random people to test the recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Outsiders, not people who in your own circle, or people who have never picked up a recipe before, like so that you know that it can, anybody would be able to pick up your book and make something from scratch even. Because then they would be able to give you a good crit after that to see whether you need to make any changes. Have you forgotten anything? Because everyone is human,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's really important, some really expert advice you're giving us. Now, Fatima, during the process of your recipe book, what were some of your biggest fears?
Sure. Okay, so there were quite a few fears and challenges. We always wanted to ensure that people receive the real value with this book.
Mm.
And we invested a lot into the book. So we were naturally concerned, you know, about clients' reaction to it. We needed to make sure we were giving them the maximum. And there was always little thoughts in our minds in every step of the journey. But also it was challenging for us in that, you know, we booked our shoot days for our recipe book. So we had about 8 shoot days, so in blocks of 4. So 4 days consecutive and a separate the next week, 4 days consecutive. So that was really, really hectic also, because each day you had to have about 10 items ready before the next day, because the recipe book has about 85 recipes in it.
So it
was quite hectic, and at the same time, our kitchen and our catering were still operational, and during those 8 days, we had some of our biggest functions that we catered for. So it was challenging for us to be able to manage. Luckily, there's two of us, and shukr, we were both in good health and all of that at that time, so like, one person could be managing the shoots and that part of it, and then another one in the kitchen, and some days we would swap, and then we had the assistance of my brother-in-law and our team as well in the kitchen. So it takes a lot. And every day, and also, like, every day has new challenges. But we just try to adapt to it and make the best and just give up our best all the time. But you will have ups and downs throughout the process. I mean, that's how life is. And naturally, it can't just go smooth from the beginning. But it's just accepting every challenge and overcoming it and then moving on to the next. And you really then reap the fruits of your hard work always. And Allah is really great. Always.
Absolutely. You're going to stumble, you're going to fall, but you're going to get up with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you need to be positive all the time, because at the end of the day, you want success in whatever you do, inshallah. I mean, now, tell us, what's a day like for both of you chefs in the kitchen?
So, it's fun, it's exciting, it's fun, it's feisty, but we didn't like to start the day with a bit of exercise. So we, about twice or thrice a day, we play tennis, sometimes together, we have sometimes separately. So we do that in the morning first. It allows us to just clear our minds, get a bit of exercise in, and then we head off to our kitchen. And a typical day is, you know, first getting through the morning. So we have a lot of breakfast events. It's managing the kitchen from my side, and Zainab from her side is managing the customers and the orders that are, you know, people collecting and people delivering. So she sorts out that, and I will manage that. All my orders have been placed for the day, my meat order, my bread order, my, you know, my veggies, everything is on track. All the kitchen, everyone's on track with whatever they're doing, and checking, physically checking every item that the kitchen is preparing, and we are involved basically in assisting them. And then we go out to events. In between, sometimes we have meetings, so we have to leave to have meetings. We have to leave to attend events. And then we have our daily menu that happens every day at our store. Mm-hmm. So people collect like suppers and lunches and dinner, like, you know, it's available every day from Tuesday to Saturday. So we're very involved in that, ensuring that everyone is getting their items on time and making sure that we have nice, fresh, innovative menus every single day. So the menu changes daily. Mm-hmm. We have a 3-week menu that rotates. So it's sorting out that, and just ordering supplies. There's so much that goes into it, but it's so fun if you're passionate about it.
Absolutely.
And also, we're so grateful that we work well together. Yeah, as naturally as sisters, we'll argue, we'll disagree. But the thing is that you can't, at the end of the day, we can fight and argue about a work-related thing, but we're still sisters, so you can't run away from being family. So we're grateful that we have a good relationship and we can, you know, be completely open with each other. And we have a similar vision for our business.
Alhamdulillah, so, yes. Some great advice. Now, what is one advice here for the youth looking to become chefs?
Firstly, I say don't ever compare your journey to anyone else. Mm. Everyone's journey is different.
Mm-hmm.
And be passionate, be patient, and you will definitely, definitely see positive results. Also, like, if I had to just tell a message to my younger self, is that it's fine to make mistakes along the way. Sometimes we're too hard on ourselves, but just remember to learn and to take lessons from those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if anyone wants to become a chef, on a lighter note, they must be prepared to give up their weekends and their social lives completely.
Okay. And yes, and Zakia Tagali is also a chef. She's also sitting with me in the studio. I said she's got a big smile on her face. I think she totally agrees with you as well. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, today we're talking sandwiches, Zainab. So please share with us one of your sandwich recipes. I think you sent it to me already. It's a Capri sandwich recipe. It's also on the website, radioislam.co.za. You can check it out on our website. So it's a Capri sandwich. So please go ahead and share this lovely recipe with the listeners out there.
Okay, so yes, it's a Capri sandwich, and I love anything with cheese, especially if the cheese is melted and oozing, so that is why we chose this recipe. So for the ingredients, you will need 4 slices of white bread slice, 2 tablespoons of basil pesto, 2 teaspoons of olive oil, 4 to 6 mozzarella slices, or 2 giant handfuls of grated mozzarella, 1 tomato thinly sliced, 1/2 a red onion thinly sliced, 2 teaspoons of balsamic vinegar, and fresh rockets and fresh basil leaves. Mm-hmm. So it's really quick to put together. So for the method, you would smear your basil pesto on both sides of the bread, and you drizzle with the olive oil. And then you layer your rocket, your fresh rocket, your basil leaves, your sliced tomato, your mozzarella, and your red onion onto the bread. And then you drizzle over the balsamic vinegar. Then you sprinkle over salt and crushed black pepper. And then you cover it with the lid of the bread. So you'll have 2 sandwiches. And then you just put generous amounts of butter. And you toast it until it's nicely toasted. So the difference about this sandwich, it seems like it's such a simple sandwich, but mm-hmm. just the balsamic and the red onion and the mozzarella and the pesto just gives it such a nice kick. Mm-hmm. So it's supposed mm-hmm. to be your normal. You know, everyone loves a good cheese sandwich. Like, and I think South Africans do it the best. I don't think
the
anywhere in the world
so
you can get,
true, yes.
you know, a good toasted cheese. I know we have cousins from London who come down there. They just want an essay. South African toasted cheese sandwich. But the nice thing about this, it's slightly more chefy because you're adding in your red onion, you're adding in fresh basil, you're adding in a bit of balsamic vinegar. So just giving it an overall kick.
And indeed healthy as well, Fatima.
It is if you don't put too much butter.
Okay, yes. Fatima, JazakAllah Khair for a lovely, amazing interview with you. I really enjoyed it as well. And inshallah, next time you can have both your sisters on. How is that? Inshallah.
Yes, no, definitely. We need to get Zainab on. She always makes me do these. But definitely. And we will be sending you a picture of the Capri sandwich recipe, so you can also post that a picture. And we will also, you know.
I will do that. Absolutely, we will do that. But JazakAllah Khair, may Allah still grant you lots and lots of success and barakah in all your endeavors. JazakAllah Khair, Fatima. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam,
Jazakallah
so much.
Ameen. Well, that was Sister Fatima from the Chili Chocolate Chefs. And they're actually both sisters, Fatima and Zainab. And they really went out of their way and they really made a name for themselves, worked hard, and that's where they are today, 12 years now already. So the Chili Chocolate Chef Sisters Fatima, we had on our interview. And assalamu alaikum, Zakia, how are you?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah, how are you, Sister Mara?
Well, today I'm surrounded by chefs, alhamdulillah. One online, the sister listening online, a father as well. And now you're sitting in the studio, JazakAllah Khair, Zakia. Well, like I said to the listeners earlier on, today we're talking sandwiches, okay? So you can actually join the conversation. What's your favorite type of sandwich? What spread do you prefer to use when making sandwiches? Describe the best sandwich you've eaten thus far. You can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, Zeka is going to tell us what exactly a sandwich is. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum. And yes, good to be back on air again. Assalamu alaikum, Zakia. Good to have you back in the studio again.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, like I said earlier, we're talking sandwiches today. And sandwiches is actually much loved by many, you know. If I have to describe a sandwich, I would say sandwiches have the ability to bring together some of our most loved foods by uniting bread, cheese, meat, veggies, and condiments. That's from my side. I would describe a sandwich, Zakia. What exactly is a sandwich for you?
To me, a sandwich is a toasted steak or a toasted cheese.
Okay,
but the truth is, a sandwich is anything that's sandwiched between 2 slices of bread, mm-hmm. or 2, it doesn't have to be bread. Anything that's of bread form as well, that's got things between it, which is called a filling, is actually regarded as a sandwich. Very shocking fact, actually a hamburger and a hot dog's also regarded as a sandwich because it's between 2 slices of bread.
Bread, yes, but it's a bun or a roll, it's a bread.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's actually quite astonishing because, I mean, no one would put a sandwich and a hamburger and a hot dog all in the same category as a sandwich. And just a little bit of, I'd say, a little history on sandwiches, Sister Mara. You know, when we think chefs and culinary and food and everything exotic, and you go back and you'll say, okay, so for Italy, it's pasta, and for India, it's curries and spices, and you go to France, and it's croissants, and it's your pastries, and everything basically culinary, actually, you think first is French. But did we know that sandwiches was actually invented by the British? Mm-hmm. It's one of the two things that's invented by the British. It was by a king who liked to gamble, so he was very lazy to go down to the dining hall and dine supper or lunch or have breakfast. And because he was always at his gambling table, he commanded the chef at that time to say, I want something easy that I can just eat with one hand. And that's how a sandwich was invented, because this chef said, okay, you want something that you can just hold with one hand. And he took two slices of bread and he stuffed it with some meat. And he gave it to him, and this king was, it was the king of Earl at that time, and he was so impressed, and it became a staple. So that's a little bit about sandwiches, history. But sandwiches are very vast. It doesn't have to only be to something that's sandwiched between two slices of bread, or between two buns, or between a roll. You get different types of sandwiches. You get close sandwiches, which is your filling between two sides of bread, or you get an open sandwich, which is one slice of bread with all your fillings on top, and you can make that look so amazing and gourmet.
Oh, it's lovely. It's filling as well.
Right, and those are the pretty sandwiches, I'd say. And then you get you know, we roll out our Arabic doughs and our yeast doughs, and we put filling and we roll it up and we call it a pinwheel. It's regarded part of a sandwich.
Yes.
As well. Then obviously your sandwiches between rolls falls as a part of a sandwich. Your hamburger falls as a part of a sandwich. So sandwiches are so versatile that you can have it from being pure vegetarian to a meat lover. Or you can combine the two, like you said, some veggies, some spread, some meat. Actually, I like having veggie sandwiches. And when I say veggie sandwiches, I don't mean like just cheese and lettuce with tomatoes and stuff like that. Like Chef Fatima said, and she gave us a really different type of a cheese sandwich.
The Caprese one.
Mm-hmm. It's so versatile. It's just your imagination. You don't have to have fancy ingredients. You don't have to have expensive ingredients. You can. It doesn't have to be something planned. You can open your fridge, and you can look at what's in your fridge, and from there you can build a sandwich.
Last night's leftover chicken, steak,
exactly.
Baked beans, whatever you made. Even like some people love to put magni dal on a bread as well.
And some people like to put mango achar.
Oh, that was my marhum husband's favorite, the mango achar masala on his bread with butter. Even roti, you know, he loved it.
So actually a roti sandwich, a roti roll falls as a sandwich.
Absolutely, yes. And also if you get leftover aloo fry, you can make a nice Haji Ali sandwich.
That's true as well. Or you can take a slice of bread, you can spread some baked beans on it, a nice grated spread of cheese, put it in the oven, let the cheese melt, and that's an open baked beans cheese sandwich, which is amazing and works wonders at midnight.
And we'd love to hear midnight, okay? All right, okay. That's for all those who work at night and stay awake at night,
it's for
late
chef.
Nights. For chefs, okay.
With no lives. We give you good food and we eat the scraps.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's hear from the listeners. What's your favorite type of sandwich? What spreads do you prefer to use when making sandwiches? Describe the best sandwich you've eaten this year, and how do you make up your own sandwiches? We'd love to hear from you. 0727861548. Now, Zakia, when it comes to sandwiches, how long can one keep sandwiches out of the fridge?
Sandwiches out of the fridge depends on the filling, of course, but would obviously be best like say half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But not more than that. Because irrespective of what your filling is, once things come to room temperature, all of that, your sandwich then becomes soggy, if it was a toasted sandwich, etc. So it does affect the quality, the taste, the enjoyability of the sandwich.
Right, okay. And take us through the different types of sandwiches. I mean, the different types of breads, I mean, that you can actually use for sandwiches, besides the white bread and the brown bread. What about rye bread?
So it's all a personal preference. Preferably, I don't like a white bread or brown bread for sandwiches. I really enjoy having seeded bread even. It gives a different texture, a different taste. It gives it a whole new outlook, like, you know. And it's also healthier. You can do rye breads with lettuce and some cheese, and you can use some basil drizzle over. It's very nice. I mean, it breaks the tanginess of the rye. On your baguettes, on your crostinis, you can even make little what we call high tea finger food size sandwiches.
Okay, yes.
You know, your breadsticks, you can use your breadsticks in a form of constructing a deconstructed sandwich, you know. Mm-hmm. You can take your breadstick, you can wrap around it some cucumber with some tomato, and you can lay it on like slices of cheese, or you can use the processed sliced cheeses and wrap it also around the breadstick. It's more like an inside-out sandwich.
Okay. You know, we spoke about pinwheels as a sandwich.
Right.
How would you make a pinwheel in a sandwich, if you can describe that to us?
So when we say a pinwheel,
I know there is a certain trick, there is a certain method to do that.
Okay, so it's you're rolling out your dough. You don't...
I mean with bread. If you're making it with bread.
Okay.
With bread.
Okay. So also with bread, it's kind of like your bread roll. But instead of having it like into a cigar, you'd slice you'd slice the Swiss roll up. And then obviously you'll see the pinwheel and the slices would be smaller. That would be very nice Ramadan time for like, you don't want something hot on iftar, or even something light for the kids, for your lunch boxes. It's very cute. It works very versatile, and it's a pretty display.
Display, absolutely, yes. Now, somebody said a day old bread is easier. It's excellent for toasting. Do you agree on that?
It is, because it's a bit stale. If that's the more normalized word to use, the bread's a bit stale. So the bread's not soft, it's not fresh. Whereas if you're taking fresh bread and you want to toast it, or you even want to make breadcrumbs, you'd have to dry it out longer. You know, you toast it for a longer period of time. Whereas if you use yesterday's bread, it toasts at a lesser time because there's less moisture in the bread.
Okay, all right, okay. And if you're making, okay, what's the best way to toast a sandwich, for that matter? Whether you're making cheese and tomato, or steak, or chicken, or whatever filling you got in that.
So as a chef, I'm obviously a pan fan, because your sandwich doesn't get all squashed up and all your filling starts oozing out. Presentation is key. Okay, so in our homes, I know lots of people use sandwich press, etc. But we use a flat bed stove or a frying pan. So in your house, a frying pan, why? Because you take your sandwich and it keeps its height. It's not being squashed down.
Squashed,
you can see in your layers. It still has height. It has volume. You know what's going on. By the time you want to eat your sandwich, your filling's still in your sandwich and it's not all oozed out. So best would be frying it on a pan, or us Indian people, a tawa or stuff like that works excellent.
Excellent, absolutely, yes. Okay, let's take one WhatsApp message. For me, a sandwich to add leftover foods between two slices of bread, I like to add lettuce and cucumber sandwiches as well. That's absolutely tasty as well for me as well. And you can WhatsApp us on 0727861548. What's your favorite type of sandwich? What spreads do you prefer to use when and making sandwiches. Describe the best sandwich you've ever eaten. 072-786-1548. Well, let's go for a break. When we come back, we're talking more about sandwiches. Stay tuned. Malikum and welcome back. We'll be talking sandwiches with Chef Zakat Kari. A listener says, loving the show. I love a toasted tuna roll with mayo, onion, tomato, lettuce, cucumber and green chilies, and a plain aloo fry sandwich with a cup of tea is just perfect. I agree with the sister as well, yes. Okay, now, when it comes to toasting a sandwich, you know, I prefer using a non-stick flat pan like a tawa as well. And for me, the best, I'd love to share this tip with the listeners, you know. You can either take your butter or your margarine, melt it a bit into the microwave, take a pastry brush, brush it onto your sandwich and toast it. Or alternative, you get the butter in the bottles.
Okay.
Put that onto your sandwich, use a pastry brush, brush it nicely evenly, and toast it on a tawa. It's perfect, and it will stay nice and crisp as well.
Okay, I learned something from you today. What I like doing with a sandwich is, like I was saying, so because I like my fillings not all oozed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I normally, I layer I keep all my components ready, mm-hmm. but I layer my sandwiches in the pan.
Okay, okay.
So I'll put the first slice down at the butter at the bottom against the griddle, and then I'll put my fillings on top. And I don't just exactly put the second slice of buttered bread on top. I let the heat cook a little bit, the slice of bread, and let it penetrate through the fillings. And then I'll put the second layer just before I'm going to turn it over. For some reason, I don't know, I like doing that, and it gives you like this clean, crunchy, crispy sandwich. And your layers are all not oozed out, and they like sit nicely.
Would you prefer to use sliced cheese or grated cheese?
I prefer grated cheese.
Grated cheese, okay. It sort of melts quicker.
Sliced cheese doesn't exactly melt for some reason.
Yes, it doesn't. It's so true. So true what you're saying, yes.
Mm-hmm. Grated cheese, because I find you can use different cheeses together, adding different flavors. So in a, say you're having a plain toasted cheese and tomato sandwich, you can put some normal cheddar cheese, some gouda cheese, you can put some bits of feta in it, as well as the laughing cow, the halal one.
Okay,
you
yes.
Get. Mm-hmm. You can cut up pieces of that, some kiri cheese as well, on your sandwich, and then you put your tomato, and you toast it. It's all the different cheeses melting together, getting all oozed into each other gives it a whole different taste.
Absolutely, yes. Okay, the sister says, love sandwiches when traveling, like bread, mayo, slices of cheese, tomato slice and cucumber with lettuce and a dash of pepper. That is also certainly one of my favorites as well. And then the sister says, my favorite sandwich is spread butter on bread of choice and some mustard sauce, sliced cooked fillet steak and layer, some grated cheese and shredded lettuce. I also spread the masala from the cooked steak just to yum it up a bit. As for toasted sandwich, mine is a toasted cheese with chips and chopped green chilies. Oh, yes. How can you forget about that? You know, in your cheese, you can put a bit of salt, pepper, and a bit of green chili as well.
So my mommy actually adds also some sliced onions to her toasted cheese sandwich. So it's cheese, it's tomatoes, it's sliced onions, it's sliced green chilies, and then toasted. It is nice. It's a favorite in our home, but I don't know if it's everybody's cup of tea.
Okay. Okay, this is Sister Surya from Benoni says, salams. Just have to share the story with you. Many years ago, maybe 45 years ago, I used to make sandwiches for my late brother for work. This particular Monday morning, I didn't know what to put on the bread. I roasted veggies of the day, but before the roast was finished, anyway, there was squash, baby corn, and carrots still in the pot. I decided to mash all together and put that on the bread. I get a call later, brother, are you all right in your head? What's on this in my sandwich? And her answer was there nothing else? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest status of Jannah. I still miss him so much. A beautiful story indeed. Ameen to the sister to us. And we make dua for all the marhumin in Israel. May Allah grant them the highest stage of genital filters. Make the kabras the gardens of paradise. Ameen. This one says, I love a toasted cheese sandwich sometimes with a thick slice of tomato. Did you know toasted cheese sandwiches as we know them are unique to South Africa? In the 90s when we were traveling overseas, we found it difficult to find toasted cheese like we know it. I agree with the sister as well. Okay, so let's go on to your recipe. That's a toasted steak sandwich recipe for the listeners. Please go ahead and share.
So this is my version of a toasted steak sandwich. It's a very easy recipe, and I like to make this filling and keep it also in little Ziploc bags in the freezer. So the day you're lazy, you don't have to cook your filling fresh. You just take it out of the freezer, you defrost it, mm-hmm. and you can have sandwiches that night. You can actually have toasted steak sandwiches. So it's a very easy recipe. In a pot, you just put a tablespoon of butter, half a kilo of steak strips, 1.5 cups of water, 1 tablespoon of Tana Jiru powder, 3 tablespoons of chili powder. It sounds a lot, but it's not. 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder. Mix it all well. On a low heat, cook it till your steak is tender. Once your steak is cooked and done, you take Jojo's chili sauce and you mix it in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your toasted steak filling ready.
And I think also, you know, Zakia, the spread you use also bring up the flavor in your sandwiches as well.
It does. And people mustn't be shy to actually, you know, when you go shopping, stand in the aisle and look at the variety of sauces that's available to us. Because there's a wide variety of halal sauces available to us. And by adding one different spice and one different sauce, you take your whole sandwich to a different level, as well as taking that whole recipe to a whole different level.
Absolutely, yes. Another listener says, we love tuna sandwiches with sourdough bread. We mix in a bowl, add a can of tuna, mayonnaise, chopped green chili, chopped celery, chopped tonya, chopped tomato, chopped onion with black pepper, squeeze out of mustard, and chopped dill pickles, your gherkins, and fresh homemade bread with mayonnaise, sliced of boiled egg pepper, chopped lettuce and chopped celery. Now I'm really getting hungry now. You know, you can even have an avocado sandwich toasted.
Yes.
You can make up your own avocado salad with your avocado, a bit of dash of lemon, black pepper, red onion, green chili, and get your sandwich on a lovely roll or baguette for that matter as well.
I know a lot of people are not huge fans of egg on sandwiches, but a boiled egg on a slice of butter bread with slices of avocado, a squeeze of lemon juice, some mayo, mm-hmm. and another slice of bread also works wonders at midnight.
Okay. This one says, cool topic. Shazakala, the best sandwich is a toasted bologna special from Abdullah Echo Wise in Ford's. But I agree with that, yes. The casted Echo Wise, yes. It's the best quality pleasure once in a while. Jazakallahu khair. Amen. Yes, certainly.
So that listener, I'm going to go try it today.
You have to try it. You have to try it. Okay. This one says, I hope you both well. Here we are. My family loves toasted cheese sandwiches with green chutney and onions. Also, sometimes we eat hash browns too. Now, that is something different. Eh? Lovely. You know, sometimes if you have a good lunch or you have like a late brunch, the best is a sandwich at night. A toasted sandwich at night.
So, you know, this, the saying goes, in the morning we must eat like a king. Mm. Lunchtime we eat like an average class person and eat like a pauper supper. Sandwiches work perfect. It's a health choice. Also, you feel better at night. It's not heavy. Sandwiches are healthy. They're light. They're good on the system.
It's quickly to put together.
And it's easy for us.
Easy, much, much easier. And you find that, you know, it's healthy indeed if you're looking for different types of breads or rolls and things like that. And it's a meal on its own as well. It's ideal for traveling as well.
Right.
Ideal for traveling as well. And, okay, and then just listeners, so now when Brian tried this, spread Mrs. Bo's chutney on bread, then cheese and red onion slices seasoned with pepper and chicken spice, toast sandwich on bread, delicious. To Zakala for sharing that. Okay, we've got a couple of minutes left. All right, let's go back to that one. Okay. Okay, here's another one here. Toast of cheese, mozzarella, gouda, and fried mushroom with Nando's Piri Piri sauce. Used to buy this toasted sandwich from Steers in the 80s. Steers uses the Monkey Clan sauce. There's so much of sauces that Steers has, Nando's has, Jojo's has. You just need to experiment and try what's good for you, what's suitable for you, what you like, what your family likes as well.
True.
Okay, a quick one, Zakia, we've got about 2 minutes before we actually wrap up today's program. If you're making sandwiches that's sliced into triangles, what do you do with the bread crusts?
Dry it out and make bread crumbs. Take it, put it on an oven tray,
mm-hmm.
in the oven, 1 hour, at like 100 degrees, comes out and let it cool, and then you can make bread crumbs.
And bread crumbs you put into the oven? Toast it in the oven. You can add a bit of salt or your mixed herbs.
Mixed herbs, you can throw in a little bit of barbecue spice, also works nice, some veggie spice. It adds flavor to your item that you're going to crumb later.
And remember, it's homemade.
Yes.
Absolutely, it's homemade. Sister Tasneem says tortillas and quesadillas are also sandwiches.
Yes, they are.
Jazakala for that, Tasneem. Well, that's where we come to the end of today's program. Indeed, a lovely program. And Sister says, lovely program, Jazakala. We've got lots of thumbs up for today's program. Jazakala to all the listeners for all your lovely messages and your compliments as well. And recipes are on our website. Go to radioislam.co.za. The Capri sandwich and the toasted steak sandwich recipe. Both recipes on our website. If you don't have access to internet, call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. Jazakallah, Zakia, Jazakallah for joining me. Inshallah, if let our worlds, we'll be back with you next week with another lovely topic as well. Jazakallah to my producer, Mumtaz, as well, and to our engineer from me, Amara, and Chef Zakia Takari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.